start out singing some Christmas carols, right in your book, you'll find these. The first one is "O Little Town of Bethlehem," number 97. Let's all sing together. Number 97.
Thank you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Our
celebrant for today's Mass is Father O'Leary. And our entry song is in the Breaking Bread Book, number 81, O Come All Ye Faithful. Please stand.
It will be well to use your card. We'll be probably using several prayers from the card. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you.
Amen. Your spirit.
Our brothers and sisters, today we celebrate, of course, the anniversary of the greatest event in human history, the birth of God the Son as man. He came to share our human nature. He came to die for the sins that had been committed before him, during his life, and also our sins. And so we call to mind the times we have offended God, and we ask for his mercy, and we'll be using penitential rite A. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us praise God together now by saying the words of the Gloria. Today we will be using the Mass for Christmas during the day. We'll be taking the readings from this Mass, but the Gospel will be the Gospel of the Midnight Mass. Let us pray. O God, who wonderfully created the dignity of human nature and still more wonderfully restored it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is king. Hark, your sentinels raise a cry. Together they shout for joy, for they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heir of all things and through whom he created the universe, who is the refulgence of his glory, the very imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification from sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the majesty on high. As far superior to the angels, as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me"? And again, when he leads the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. You probably know from looking at me, from the creases on the skin of my face that I have seen many Christmases. I will not ask you to guess how many, but there were a lot of them. And some of the Christmases I remember, and some I have no memory of them at all. The ones I do remember, there were some good Christmases, some not so good. And there were happy times and there were sad times. There were times of laughter, times of tears. So it was kind of a mixture, up and down. We find also, I think anyway, that you will see this pattern, if not already, at least it will happen today, repeated, that there will be good things, bad things, happy times, sad times, things that will bring probably smiles, and some will bring tears. I think that this pattern of good and bad is found in some stories that I heard. They're all three of them, actually, and they're not very long, but I think that they're all very significant. The first one is about a school that in Chicago that burned down. It was a Catholic school, Our Lady of the Angels School, attached to a parish by the same name, of course. There were 1,200 students in that school. It was thriving. It was one probably of the highest level of education around. And one day, when the students were there, the school caught fire. And fire went right through the school much more quickly than anyone could have imagined. 98 children died, and three nuns, three sisters of charity. Some of the kids died by trying to jump through windows. Some of them were suffocated to death. And it was a great tragedy for that school and for the whole neighborhood that those children and the nuns would have died so tragically. And didn't know what to do right away, and they decided, we're going to rebuild the school. They did. They rebuilt it. It was a brand new school. The students were welcomed back when the school was completed. Everything seemed to be thriving, at least for a while. Then in 1999, the school closed its doors because there were so few students. The student enrollment went way down, and it was no longer feasible to maintain the school. So you have the good, you have the bad, in the same sight. The second story is about an Anabaptist. Now, Anabaptists were not really Baptists. In other words, they were actually opposed to the Baptist theology. And in those days, long ago, people who were heretics, such as he, were hunted down and they were killed for heresy. And it happens that this one man spoke publicly heretical doctrines. And so he was, in a sense, put on the hit list. And they sent a bailiff out to get him. It was winter. There was snow on the ground, and he rushed, of course, away from this bailiff who realized that he was pursuing him. So he ran as fast as he could. He got across a lake that had frozen over to the other side. And he looked back, and he saw this bailiff had fallen through a hole in the ice and was struggling. Help me, save me. And he went back, and he dragged that bailiff to safety. You know what happened afterwards? The bailiff arrested him. He was put on trial. He was condemned and he was burned at the stake. So that was the reward of his saving with Balaam. The good and the bad. And the third is really a very short little story. It's a conversation that I heard from Oprah Winfrey, not personally, but on the radio. As you know, Oprah Winfrey is very well thought of. And she was so dissatisfied with the quality of education in the United States that she went to Africa and with her own funds, she built a school for girls. And it is doing quite well. She was asked, what's the difference between students in the United States and students in Africa? She said, well, the students of the United States for Christmas will ask for computers and for Air Jordan sneakers. Children in Africa will ask for clothes, warm clothes, and food. That's the difference. So you have actually in those three situations, some good, some bad. You have a rescue, which unfortunately led to the death of the rescuer. And we had, of course, a story of a school that opened and closed. And we have Oprah Winfrey's comments. But I think that you will see through these situations a confirmation that there are good things and bad things that happen, sometimes even on the same Christmas. Sometimes, of course, Christmases that can be separated one from another. All of you have your memories of Christmas. Maybe most of you said, oh, I remember Christmases when I was young, when I was a kid. I thought they were wonderful. And maybe your best Christmases were as adults. But we do know that even in the very best, that there was some rain that had to fall. That we cannot have a perfect day without anything going wrong. That was true even on the first Christmas, when God the Son, God Himself, came on earth. It was great joy for the people. They should have been actually very happy because they had awaited for the Messiah for thousands of years. When he came, of course, he was almost in complete quiet. He was born as an infant in a stable with Mary and Joseph, some animals, some shepherds, the lowest of all creation, and eventually some kings or wise men. Good and bad on that first Christmas. Son of God should become man, but should be born as an infant, a poor, poor child in really the stench of a cave or a stable. Good and bad. As I say, maybe in your life, you have good and bad. I don't know what this Christmas will be like. Maybe you got everything you wanted. Maybe you were a good girl or a good boy all year, and so what you would like, you had. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you opened the gifts and there wasn't the one that you really wanted, and you dropped hints, but no one picked them up apparently, or they were too expensive. Maybe at dinner, you know, you'll have a good time. Maybe not so good. Maybe there might be some arguments. Might be people who may not particularly care for each other. Maybe you will have to just endure it. But maybe it will be a wonderful celebration. Could be also that maybe somebody will be missing. That there will be an empty chair. And that empty chair will be someone who has died. Maybe your father, your mother, your brother or sister, a good friend. and there's nothing that can be done to replace that individual. And so it brings a little sadness, really, into the joy of Christmas. Maybe it will be a wonderful festivity for you, but everybody you want will be there, and you will have a great time. But we can be sure that some good, some bad. I hope you will do what you can to make this a good Christmas for other people. Don't think about you, think about them. Try to be nice to them. Maybe you can't stand them, but try to be at least courteous and civil on this day of peace and love. And maybe it won't be so hard after all. Try to be more positive for Christmas. Rather than complaining, thank God for this day. And what weather we have. I mean, when has the sun shone like this? December 25th. This is just as good as Florida. But thank God even for the little things that we have received. And I hope that in this Christmas day, that there will be more good things for you than bad things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, if you would kindly stand. And once again, if you would take your cards. And we will profess our faith together by saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Now let us turn to the Lord, who has blessed us in so many wonderful ways with our needs, confident that he will hear and answer us.
For the church, that we might know this day how close God is to us, how gifted we are, and how to recognize God who is with us each day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, for an end to violence and terrorism, that the Prince of Peace may lead all peoples to new respect for life and greater cooperation in overcoming poverty and disease, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in the hospitals, the homeless, and those in prison, that the coming of Christ may bring hope, healing, and new opportunities for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For St. Dunklaw parishioners, may our worship and praise give glory to God, and our witness and service promote peace and goodwill on earth, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, may they find comfort in the peace of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, that they may receive the light of life in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those intentions which we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, as we celebrate the anniversary of your birthday, we ask that you hear our prayers and grant them according to your will. We ask this in your name, you who live with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever.
Amen.
Song during celebration of gifts, Away in a Manger, number 86.
Amen.
fruitful earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Through your goodness, we have received this wine to offer you. Food of the body, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, our Lord. And may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. My brothers and sisters, let us pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Acceptable, O Lord, our oblation on this solemn day, when you manifested the reconciliation that makes us wholly pleasing in your sight and inaugurated for us the fullness of divine worship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. By the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts which we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the cup, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." From your cars, the first memorial acclamation.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will that we be recognized, we be reconciled to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Claude, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Benedict, our Pope, and Alan, our Archbishop, his assistant bishops, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us share some sign of peace. Takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
communion hymn, let us sing number 108, What Child Is This?
Thank you.
Masses to celebrate the Solemnity of Mary will be the same as regular Mass times, except that there will not be one at 7 p.m. at St. Claude Chapel. A Christmas Carol is being presented at St. Thecla on Thursday, December 29th, and Friday, December 30th at 7 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the door for $10, and doors will open at 6:30 p.m. There will not be an Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament at St. Thecla on Tuesday, December 27th. Please see the lantern for the faith-sharing questions of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events.
I'd like to repeat that announcement, by the way. Remember, next Sunday, even though it is Sunday, there will not be a 7 p.m. Mass. So if you come to that Mass, you probably don't, but in case you have friends or neighbors, just remind them that there will not be an evening Mass next Sunday. Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that just as the Savior of the world born this day is the author of divine generation for us, so may he be the giver even of immortality, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless each one of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Have a wonderful Christmas day.
As we are sent forth, let us sing Joy to the World, number 82.
Receive the King, the very King. trying to just grow.
Thank you.